It is Jason Gottschall along with you here on SB Nation Radio. Great to have you aboard on a Sunday night. Let's talk some Ohio State Buckeyes football as we reach out to our Progressive Insurance guest line. We're joined by the national college football writer for SB Nation. His name is Matt Brown. You can follow Matt on Twitter at MattSBN is his Twitter handle. Matt, I appreciate the time and welcome to the program.
No problem. Happy to have a chance here to talk some football.
Yeah, let's talk about Ohio State. They had the media day today. The Buckeyes normally with Urban Meyer are the front and center of conversation nationally in college football, but a lot of talk about Michigan going into this season. But when you look at this Ohio State roster, Matt, are they the same talent level they've had in recent years?
I would actually look at this team top to bottom as having maybe slightly better talent level. There really hasn't been anybody short of Alabama that has recruited at the elite level that Ohio State has over the past couple of years. And if you look up and down here, it's high 4 stars, 5 stars, at just about every position group. The big question here isn't going to be whether Ohio State is talented enough. It's going to be about their experience level, because they return almost the least amount of production compared to anybody nationally. They sent so many players to the NFL draft next year, so they're going to be starting a lot of redshirt freshmen, a lot of sophomores. They're going to be NFL caliber, but they're going to be very young.
When that happens, you never know how it's going to turn out. But as you look at this group early in the season, preseason, as we're talking now in August, what are some of the strengths you see, and what are some of the weaknesses for the Buckeyes heading into 2016?
Well, if you're going to have only experience in a couple of places on the field, I think Ohio State has those experienced places at exactly the right position group. So bringing back a very talented quarterback, JT Barrett, who's one of the strongest leaders on Ohio State's roster and has been for a while. And people forget, 2 years ago, Barrett was finished fifth in the Heisman. He didn't play a whole lot last year, but when he's healthy and when he gets consistent playing time, he can be one of the most efficient quarterbacks in the country. You have an experienced potential first-round NFL draft pick at center in Pat Elflein, and you have a potential first-round draft pick at middle linebacker in Raquan McMillan. So the Buckeyes are going to be very strong up the middle. The question, I think, is going to be bringing in some of their wide receivers. They have a ton of talented prospects, but nobody who's been a really consistent, established threat, and perhaps in their secondary as well. Same situation, returning one starter, boatload of 4 stars to choose from, but nobody's really been playing a whole lot of snaps under the lights yet.
How difficult do you think it's going to be for them to replace Ezekiel Elliott? They have a lot of talent, as you said, Matt, but when you look at the way he ran the football, he was such a special player at the collegiate level.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see what Ohio State does at tailback this year. I wouldn't be surprised if this ends up being a little bit more like a tailback, like committee sort of situation that you would see with Urban Meyer back at Utah or back at Florida, rather than what you've seen at Ohio State the past couple of years, Carlos Hyde and Ezekiel Elliott being 1,000-yard tailback kind of guys. Mike Weber is going to be your starting running back. He's a redshirt freshman guy from Michigan, built really strong, low to the ground, kind of like Zeke, but I would expect Ohio State to give multiple carries to Curtis Samuel, who's going to play a little H-back and wide receiver, maybe DeMario McCall, a true freshman, extremely highly regarded as well, sort of that similar H-back, multi-positional kind of player. The Ohio State's definitely still going to be doing a lot of running the football, but you're not going to be able to see somebody just dominate the game like Ezekiel Elliott did last year.
Jason Gottschall along with you here on a Sunday night, talking with Matt Brown, the national college football writer for SB Nation, about Ohio State football. You can follow Matt on Twitter at MattSBN is his Twitter handle. Matt joining us as all of our guests do via our Progressive Insurance guest line. Let's flip over to the defense here real quick, if we could, Matt. Let's talk about the new defensive coordinator and assistant head coach, and that's Greg Schiano, a familiar name to NFL fans and college football fans. Why did Urban Meyer go with Greg Schiano, and how do you expect him to change this defense?
This is going to be one of the more fascinating storylines here with this team, because Schiano comes in, he's somebody who has already very established as a recruiter, especially in New Jersey, thanks to his time at Rutgers, which has become an increasingly important recruiting battlefield here for really the whole Big Ten East, but especially for Ohio State, as Michigan has really made that a prominent place here for their recruiting. Schiano is his collegiate tenure is very strong. Anybody who's able to recruit blue chip players and build a top 35 defense at Rutgers is definitely a great football coach. But he has a little bit of a combative personality and rubs a lot of people the wrong way. And you can certainly hear about that from his tenure at Tampa Bay. He's a close personal friend of Meyer. I think that that previous relationship, along with the fact that Meyer's, you know, top dog status is really unquestioned here within the sport, would help mitigate that a little bit. But I would not expect Schiano to stay in Columbus for very long. If this team is successful, he's definitely going to be looking for another head coaching position, and I expect there's going to be a few other openings in the Northeast or the Midwest where he might be a fit.
Matt, tell us a little bit about Nick Bosa, the younger brother of Joey Bosa. Should Ohio State fans get real excited about this freshman? Can he duplicate what his brother did at some point?
You know, it's funny. If we look at just Bosa's recruiting profile, his composite ranking within the 247 Sports Index, and some of his film, he's actually a higher-rated prospect than Joey was. You know, they're both elite players. Nick was a consensus five-star guy. In terms of his on-the-field mannerisms, some of his technique, they look almost identical. The big question here is not whether he's going to be able to contribute at a high level for Ohio State. It's more going to be when. Nick tore his ACL last season. He hasn't been participating in full scrimmages yet here for Ohio State, and the Buckeyes aren't exactly sure if they're going to use him at defensive end or in the interior of the defensive line, where playing time might be a little bit easier to come by. I wouldn't expect any kind of explosive season here for Nick, but he's definitely not going to redshirt. He's going to be playing somewhere along the defensive line, and perhaps next season is when you would see him really start to remind people of the Bosa of old.
What's the attitude of Urban Meyer been like approaching this season, Matt? Because coming into the last few years when he's been at Ohio State, especially the last couple, they've kind of been considered the class of the Big Ten. But now everybody's talking about Michigan, too. So how's Urban approaching this season?
Well, I would imagine that every single person within the Ohio State football organization expects for them to remain the class here in the Big Ten. Nobody's recruited like Ohio State. Nobody's been as consistently successful over the past couple of years, even though that they are losing a lot of players and Michigan is getting a lot of that preseason hype. The Buckeyes definitely expect themselves to be in that conversation, but because the glare is not going to be quite as strong as last year when they were the first consensus AP preseason number one team, I think now, especially because their schedule was much more difficult than last year, there's not quite as much pressure. So I think a lot of people expect this team to lose one, two, maybe three games. And, you know, don't be surprised if they struggle a little bit early, especially in that big non-conference matchup against Oklahoma, and then build up a lot of momentum like they did in 2014 when they lost to Virginia Tech early and then became a devastating team by the end of the season. That's certainly a possibility this year.
When you look at it, Matt, do you see this as a team that has as good a shot as anybody to get in the college football 14 playoff, or do you think some things are really going to have to develop for them this year to get there?
I think that they have the talent level and the coaching and the quarterback play to be in that conversation. It's going to be tricky in part because the top three teams in the Big Ten are probably all in the Big Ten East. It's still Ohio State, Michigan, and Michigan State. But all three of those teams have some question marks, and it's going to be certainly possible that all three of them can beat each other up a little bit. And when you factor in the fact that the Buckeyes have a really difficult game at Oklahoma and also draw probably the most difficult Big Ten West crossover schedule. They have to go to Wisconsin. They're playing Nebraska. They're playing a Northwestern team that has an intriguing backfield. It's going to be difficult for them to finish the season with just one loss. They're going to be in that conversation. They're good enough to beat any single team. But maybe next year might line up a little bit better for them to make a run at a national championship.
Matt, great stuff. Really appreciate you taking time out for us here on a Sunday night, and I hope we can chat again as the season kicks off here in less than 3 weeks for the Buckeyes and everybody else.
Yeah, no problem. Enjoy it, and thanks for having me on.